Welcome back to the Citizens Defending Freedom Show. Coming up on this episode, we discuss the recent 18-foot pagan statue celebrating abortion at the University of Houston. We'll see real-time footage taken at our southern border, and we'll hear about a grandmother pushing back against a Texas school district. All of that and more is ahead on today's show, but first, before we get started, head to our website, citizensdefendingfreedom.com, and hit the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss out on any of our content. An 18-foot-tall statue celebrating abortion and honoring deceased U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was brought to the University of Houston's main campus and installed on February 28th. The move, perceived by many as an attempt to preempt potential protests, has ignited a firestorm of controversy within the community. The statue, named Witness, is set to be displayed from February 28th to October 31st. Its depiction of a naked woman with goat horns for hair and tentacles for arms, adorned with a lace collar around the neck, has sparked widespread outrage within the community. The figure's features, as noted by author Jonathan Kahn in Texas Scorecard, bear resemblance to the pagan demon Ashtaroth, associated with love, war, and destruction. Dr. Maria Gastambide, Executive Director and Chief Curator of Public Art at the University of Houston, praised the decision to host the statue, citing its representation of justice across cultures and genders. Citizens Defending Freedom organized a prayer vigil on February 26, 2024, by the statue, calling for unity and advocacy in defense of community values. Next, we sat down with James Judge, a Tampa small business owner, to discuss his firsthand encounters with a recent trip to the Texas southern border.
So there was four of us. We had some security with us, and then we had a videographer with us and Steve, and we rolled middle of the night down 83, which it was wild because we're running along the Rio Grande, and we went from Eagle Pass to Laredo. When we got to Laredo, it was probably around midnight, where we encountered the end of a high-speed pursuit. And it was a 16-year-old. This information, too, we found out from Border Patrol after the fact. They weren't allowed to release this. We reached out to Border Patrol, and they wouldn't give us this information mm-hmm. willingly. Some of the agents secretly called us and then provided us with these details. But, you know, this is what's partially wrong and why I'm running. I'm former military public affairs, and the taxpayer has a right to know what their tax dollars are being spent on. Mm-hmm. And when the U.S. government refuses to release information that's basic, we weren't asking for troop movements on when we plan to invade a country. We're asking like, hey, what's the nationality of the person that you arrested? That should be a basic thing that you could give us, right? Mm-hmm. Are they a citizen? Why did you arrest them? What are they charged with? These are basic questions. Didn't ask for a name, because I understand sometimes juveniles are treated as juveniles, and that's been a way that things go, where we don't release names of juveniles. Okay, but you could still tell us the age, why they were arrested, what they were doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody should know that. It's part of our rights to mm-hmm. Know what crimes people are being charged for, right? But they wouldn't do that. The agents called us separately and told us. So the 16-year-old who you'll probably see get perp walked in handcuffs, we just happened to be there passing through. We saw the lights. We turned around on the interstate, came back to where all the lights were, and uncovered the end of the scene. And one woman had tragically died that night. Four people had been ejected out of the vehicle. So the one woman died. It was packed full of nine illegal immigrants that were coming here. And one of them died that night. Another one was not expected to survive. But when we asked Customs and Border Protection for information, they would not provide anything to us. So we got the real details from the agents that were on the ground, who called us secretly from private mm-hmm. numbers after the fact and said, we're not supposed to be talking to you. Well, I mean, that alone is like a red flag for mm-hmm. where we used to have a transparent government that would tell the taxpayer. When I was in the Coast Guard, the policy for the Department of Homeland Security was maximum disclosure with minimum delay. You want to maintain credibility. You want to maintain mm-hmm. Faith with the public and trust with the public. And if you're not telling the public what you're doing and why your tax dollars are being spent, I just have some problems with that. Mm-hmm. So we leave Laredo, headed to Roma. Now, we were informed that Roma is heavily cartel territory. Like, the cartels operate 60, 70 miles inland in that area in the United States. This area is wild. It's a very cool town. If you were just driving through, like, I was thinking about, like, I would love to bring my wife here. It's cute, it's quaint. There's like this old little cathedral, and there's the little town square was lit up. Like, it was beautiful. But you could tell the area right around there was very depressed. There was on the other side of the river, there's gang wars and cartel wars. There's shootouts regularly. And me and the guy who was doing security for us. We walked across the river and actually entered Mexico. We went the legal way. But we walked over and Border Patrol's like, you did what? Like, they couldn't believe that we walked over. We just wanted to see what it was like.
Thank you, James. Lastly, Citizens Defending Freedom is standing with a local grandmother in her push to remove two books promoting transgender ideology from a Denton Independent School District elementary library. Meanwhile, DISD is standing by their decision. The two books in question are Jacob's New Dress and Jacob's Room to Choose by Sarah Hoffman. CDF attorneys are working with well-known Texas attorney Mitch Little, who will try to convince the school board to remove the books at the next board meeting. The December 18th decision retained Jacob's New Dress and Jacob's Room to Choose in the library and allows their use in classrooms. Skaggs contends that these books are educationally unsuitable and do not meet the Texas State Library and Archives Commission collection development standards for school libraries, underscoring the need for these discussions to be within the purview of parents with a focus on foundational subjects. The school's review committee removed three of the five books Skaggs brought to their attention. However, they chose to keep Jacob's New Dress and Jacob's Room to Choose for use in elementary libraries and classrooms. One committee reviewer said of Jacob's New Dress, "This book encourages students to express themselves and dress up to explore their creativity." Skaggs and many other concerned parents would simply like Denton ISD to encourage children to learn subjects like math and English while leaving the issue of dress up to parents. Having already filed a level 2 grievance, Skaggs will escalate the matter to level 3, which brings the case before the school board for a more comprehensive review and public discussion. Attorney Mitch Little is a Denton County resident who has 3 school-aged children. Little recently was a part of the team of lawyers who successfully defended Attorney General Ken Paxton against impeachment. He has agreed to represent the concerned parents at the school board meeting pro bono and is not accepting payment from CDF. That's it for today. Before we go, we want to leave you with our inspirational Bible verse of the week. This week's verse is Psalms 56:3. "But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you." As you can see, Citizens Defending Freedom is doing important work. Help us today in our fight to protect children, help ensure election integrity, and encourage pastors to get engaged. Please visit citizensdefendingfreedom.com where you can learn more about our organization and generously contribute to our cause. Have a great day and make sure to like us on social media and tell your friends about the great things we're doing. God bless.